Sí.感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们再一次来思想圣经的话语。
Thank God, this Sunday morning we continue to study the Word of God.
好，我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文。
I want us to stand up. Let's read the scripture.
我们弟兄姊妹可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，约翰福音十章三十一到三十二和三十六到四十二节。
We can all look at the screen. Let's read together John 10:31-32 and 36-42.
我们看到了，我们可以一起来读《约翰福音》十章三十一节起。犹太人又拿起石头来要打他，耶稣对他们说：“我从父显出许多善事给你们看，你们是为哪一件拿石头打我呢？父所分别为圣，又差到世间来的，他自称是神的儿子。”你们还向他说：“你说健忘的话吗？我若不行我父的事，你们就不必信我；我若行了，你们纵然不信我，也当信这些事，叫你们又知道又明白，父在我里面，我也在父里面。”他们又要拿他，他却逃出他们的手走了。耶稣又往约旦河外去，到了约翰起初施洗的地方，就住在那里。有许多人来到他那里，他们说：“约翰一件神迹没有行过。”但约翰指着这人所说的一切话都是真的。在那里信耶稣的人就多了。感谢神，神的话语就读到这里，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，道成肉身来到世界上。
Thank you, you sent Jesus Christ come to this world.
感谢主耶稣基督在十字架上代替我们担负我们的罪，在十字架上牺牲他自己作为挽回祭。
Thank that Jesus sacrifices himself as atonement on the cross.
感谢神给我们有这样的一个得救的信心，让我们紧紧因着信靠主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩，我们就罪得赦免，我们就成为新造的人。
We thank you, you gave us the face of salvation, that just by trust with Jesus died on the cross, and we become a new creation, and our sin be forgiven.
感谢神把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
We thank you, you gave us your word.
圣经的话语就是我们生命的粮食。
The word of God is the bread of life.
就是我们脚前的灯和路上的光。
It's light upon path, lamp upon feet.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen. 大家请坐。
Please be seated.
犹太人，他们就是啊，好像振振有词，好像很有道理的样子，就是来自问主耶稣基督怎么可以自称自己是神，称自己或者称自己神的儿子。
The scripture just read is has the event the Jews actually seems the very have the very right to come to ask Jesus or accuse Jesus. How can he call himself a son of God?
他们认为啊，他们自己是正确的，耶稣是错误的。他们觉得自己这个逻辑非常的合理啊。
They think they are right and Jesus is wrong, and they thought their logic is very correct.
然后这时候耶稣就反问这些人。
And Jesus asked them back a rhetoric question.
耶稣说，那我就是从天父上帝那里行了那么多的神迹啊，这种善事，你们到底是为哪一件事打我呢？
And Jesus asked him, I did so many good things from my father, and for what you try to stone me?
然后就说耶稣说我做了天父上帝要做的事，你们就应该信了，你为什么不信呢？我做了这些事。
And Jesus said, I did these things, so you should believe that the things that my father would do, and but I did, and you should believe. Why you don't believe?
所以从耶稣的话说，耶稣的逻辑是非常严密的，是无可攻击的，就是我做神让我做的事，或者我做只有神才能做的事情，那你有什么理由不信呢？
So Jesus' logic is also very clear. I only do the things that only God can do, and so why don't you believe?
然后这些就是刚开始看起来很有道理的这些犹太人，这时候他们就不再跟耶稣辩论了，也不再用什么理性啊、逻辑这些东西了。
And then by that, and those Jews actually initially appear very rational or with logic.They no longer use their logic, they no longer use the rationale to debate Jesus.
他们就开始用石头了。
And they would just come to stone him.
他用石头要打死耶稣。
Stone them to death.
我靠辩论，我靠理性，我靠逻辑，我没有办法战胜你，那我就靠暴力了。
And I cannot win you with debating, with logic and rationale, then I will use the force.
其实从这里啊，其实我们可以看到，人的所谓理性呢、啊，事实上只是一个伪装。
And from here we can see that the people use the rationale or logic is just an excuse.
然后他是什么伪装呢？其实就伪装他内心的骄傲和背义。
And basically use their rationale and the logic to as an excuse or as a pretend to cover their inside pride and rebellious.
哎，我很有道理啊，我这样说很对啊，它非常合逻辑啊。
What I said is right and it's very logic.
它其实根本就没有什么逻辑，真正要跟他讲逻辑，他就拿石头了。
But actually, there's not really logic. If you truly talking about logic, you will use stone.
啊，所以我们会看到，今天很多的时候，人们拿出什么什么所谓的证据，其实都是经不起考证的。
So today we can see people against Christianity, they brought a lot of evidence, but a lot of them cannot stand for the test.
他很多证据就是让他可以拿起石头来打人的一个借口而已。
And a lot of evidence they brought is just excuse for them. Later on, they can pick up the rock to stone people.
那么圣经怎么说呢？在箴言21章2节，人所行的在自己眼中都看为正，唯有耶和华衡量人心。
And what the Bible said, every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the heart.
所以这所有人，他在自己看，就是我有理，我有理啊。
So basically, this scripture basically said everyone think they are right.
其实结果圣经确实是什么？只有神才是公平的，只有神才会公平的看人的心。
And but Bible said only God can justly weigh people's heart.
那神看人的心，神其实就得出结论了：世人都是罪人，一个义人都没有，所以所有人都没有理，都没有理。
And so the conclusion of what God weighs people's heart is all sin. No one is right.
那么，所以我们从这个犹太人和耶稣之间的这个辩论，最后就发展为。犹太人要用暴力要打死耶稣，我们就可以看到，其实人的所谓的理性、所谓的逻辑，就是成为他心中这种不服、这种悖逆、骄傲的，其实就是一个外面的一个伪装或者一个壳子。
So we can see from this debating between Jews and Jesus, from the debating to the end, that they need to pick up a rock to stone Jesus. We can see that people's rationale, people's logic.Basically, serve as a cover for their inner rebellious and pride.
那么，当耶稣真正要跟他们讲道理的时候，那你要讲道理，那我们就来讲道理。那这些人又不跟耶稣讲道理了。
Because you can see when Jesus really want to reasoning with them, and they no longer want to be reasoned.
那么，我们从主耶稣身上呢，我们也可以看到，一个真正传福音的人呢、啊，他一定不是一味讨好别人的人。
And from Jesus, we also can see a person who truly wants to preach the gospel. He definitely will not be a person that always try to agree with people.
耶稣很显然，耶稣在这里所说的话，让这些犹太人是很不开心。
Obviously, that what Jesus said here, the message is make the Israelites very unhappy or uncomfortable.
那耶稣有没有说，哎呀，对不起，对不起，哎呀，你们不开心，哎呀，那我说错了，我收回。耶稣有没有讲这样的话呢？完全没有。
And we can see Jesus here didn't say, oh, because you're not unhappy, so I take my word back.
啊，耶稣不会没有这样讲，耶稣从来不讲这样的话。
Jesus never said that. 啊，
所以很多时候，当我们传福音的时候呢，有时候觉得，哎呀，我给对方传福音，但是人家为什么就是没有好像很高兴，然后甚至很生气，那是不是我传错了？哎呀，是不是我传福音传的不对？我不应该让他不高兴呢？
So when we preach the gospel, sometimes our message make people unhappy, uncomfortable, and sometimes we could be questioning ourselves whether I preached the message right. So we got to think about this one.
当然有这个态度呢，就是还是要肯定的，也不能完全否定。我们要常常的省察自己嘛，对不对
？Of course, I have to say, when we try to examine ourselves, this attitude is good. This heart of carefulness is good.We need to examine ourselves often. That's obviously right.
但是就是不要就是只有这一个标准，就是我传福音有没有让对方开心，只有这一个标准。如果你只有这一个标准，那你一定就错了，因为耶稣都不用不是这样的。
But one thing we want to avoid is just use one standard. Whether I'm preach the gospel to make the other side happy. If we use this standard, then we're completely wrong because Jesus didn't use that standard.
传福音最最重要的是什么呢？是你要传正确的福音。
And preach the gospel, the most important thing is you preach the right gospel.
那对方是不是很高兴、欢呼雀跃的来接收你所传的信心，还是对方很生气的让他石头打你？这不是最最重要的事情。
Whether the other side's reaction is cheerful, jump around, very happy here, most message or very angry, want to stone you to death.That's not what you measure whether you preach the right gospel.
我们传福音最最重要，第一位就是我传的对不对？我传的是不是耶稣要我传的
？The most important things is that is the message I deliver is right. Is that what Jesus wants me to deliver?
所以有些时候，当我们来传正确的福音，那对方可能会很不开心，甚至很生气。但是呢，这不是我的错。
So sometimes when we preach the right message and the other side of become very offended and angry, and we understand this is not my fault.
这是你的错。
And that's other side's issue.
啊，我在读大学的时候，我刚刚成为基督徒，我那个时候就开始跟我周围的同学开始传福音。
And when I was in college, when I became a Christian, I started to preach the gospel to my peers.
那么啊，那个时候是好多好多年以前了，所以在我所在的那个校园里，我没有见到一个基督徒。
That's many years ago. At that time in my campus, I don't see a Christian actually.
但是我的同学有很多都知道我是基督徒。
And many of my classmates know news that I am a Christian.
那有一天，甚至有一个同学，他专门找到我，他要跟我来辩论基督教。
And one day, a classmate actually came to me, and he wanted to debate with me about Christianity.
啊，就是我那个大学，就是很多年轻人，他们都觉得，哎呀，我很聪明，我很厉害，就是这样。他有一个专门要找到我，要跟我辩论。
And so one person just came to me, wanted to debate with me.
那他就说了很多，那些就是奇奇怪怪的问题。
So you ask a lot of kind of questions, some kind of strange questions.
上帝能不能造一块连他自己都举不起来的石头啊
？So one of them is the Almighty God. Can Almighty God create a rock that He Himself cannot lift up? It's so heavy.
啊，就是这种诸如此类的这种逻辑陷阱的问题。
Just like this type of question is like a paradox for the logic.
后来我还是很理性、很讲逻辑的跟他去讲，就说就怎么样。
Of course, I kind of try to explain to him about it from logical way to explain how to address this question.
后来这个同学发现讲不过我。
And then my classmate find that he cannot win this debate.
然后他最后就 反复讲一句话，就你们信耶稣的呀，都是蠢驴。
And then in the end, he has to kind of throw me a word. He said, "All your Christians is a dumb something."
然后我就问为什么呢
？And I ask why.
他说你们信耶稣的就是蠢驴。
And he said, "Your Christians are all dumbass."
然后我问为什么呢
？And I said, "Why?"
他说你们信耶稣的都是蠢驴。
And then they repeat again.
没办法了。我就认输了，他就是这样反复讲反复讲反复讲，不跟我讲逻辑了。
And you can see basically when I try to reasoning with logic, being logical with him, and he's no longer like to be reasoned and to be logical.
所以来的时候是他一说，哎呀，我是这个搞理工的，我这个人讲逻辑的，是他要来跟我逻辑的讲话，理性的讲话。结果到最后，他不讲逻辑，不讲理性，就是骂人，不停的骂。
So you can see in the beginning, he came to me with the concept that we are all, you know, studied science and technology, so we should be reasoning and be logic. But in the end, and he ended up with no reasoning, no logic, basically except cursing.
后来奇妙的事情是什么呢？就是几十年之后，我们大概毕业了三十年吧，然后这帮大学同学又回校园就搞了一次聚会。
And the things that interesting is that 30 years later we have a reunion.
然后呢，就是我那帮所有的同学当中，就是这一位曾经骂所有的基督徒都是蠢驴的人，就是一位找到我说：“哎，冯涛啊。”我现在想成为基督徒，你告诉我我该怎么办
？And among all my classmates, only this guy, which cursed me as a Christian or Christian dumb guys, and he came to me and asked, "Is the Barnabas? I want to become Christian. Can you tell me how?"
后来我看到我就感到很震惊。我当年就你骂我骂最凶，我心里这样想啊，我没有说哈、啊，没有说，我心里就你已经当年骂我骂最凶，结果今天就只有你。来找我来说我怎样成为基督徒。
So I thought that in my heart that time said, well, then you were the one who accused me the most, accused me the most, but now you are the one come to me, say you want to become Christian.
所以我第一个看到就是什么逻辑理性啊，这都是人这个骄傲的遮羞布，你知道吗？根本人不讲理性，不讲逻辑的，就是来掩盖心中的骄傲和悖逆。
So first thing I can see is that people's logic rationality basically become a cover of people's pride, arrogant, and rebellious in the heart. They actually come to the face. They not willing really come to the logic and rationality.
我后来就感到对上帝极大极大的敬畏。
And the second, I have a great fear to God.
人跟上帝比起来，人太渺小了。
And in comparison to God, we are so insignificant.
我当年认为我这个同学那是永远不可能信耶稣的，结果又怎样呢
？And 30 years ago, I thought this classmate would never become Christian.
结果就他一个，我那帮同学就他一个来找我，他愿意成为基督徒。
And then only that person come to me said he wanted to believe in Jesus.
啊、当然我其他同学有没有已经成为基督徒的我可能不知道，但是确实只有他一个来找我来谈这个信仰上的事。
Of course, I don't know other classmates, some of them may become Christian through other ways, I don't know. But he is the only way come to me to seek him for the faith.
所以当时我就想，哇，上帝太伟大，人太渺小，人太容易把自己看得了不起，但是人实在是算不得什么。
And at that time, I just say, God is so great, man is so insignificant, and we are sometimes so much want to see ourselves as great.
那么在以赛亚书二章十七节，我们大家可以看到，一起来读，我们就坐着读哈，我们一起来读以赛亚书二章十七节。
We can all read Isaiah chapter 2 verse 17.
骄傲的必屈膝。狂妄的必降卑，在那日唯独耶和华被尊崇。一定是这样，一定是这样。
So, what Isaiah chapter 2 verse 17 said is true.
奥古斯丁说过，上帝在人心中所做的一切事情，就是要打掉人心中的骄傲。
So Augustine said, What God did in human heart is that He want to break our pride.
我们有时候就说，哎呀，那你这句话从哪里来呢？圣经不是说上帝在我们的心里要救我们吗？上帝哪说要打掉我们的骄傲呢？
And people said, well, where did this saying come from in the Bible? Is I thought the Bible said God will come to save us. And where did God say, well, God want to break all our pride?
其实你看圣经，人的骄傲不被打破，人不可能信上帝，人不可能得救。
But through the Bible, you can see that if our pride, our arrogance, not be break down, then people cannot come to the salvation.
而且圣经也告诉我们，人的骄傲一定会被打破，一定人的骄傲一定会失败。
And but Bible said, our pride will be break down, and we our arrogant will be defeated.
大家可能没有看到几十年前的我，大家如果看到几十年前的我，大家会觉得哇，这个人太狂妄了，就是这么无知的人居然这么狂妄。大家如果看到几十年前的我
，If you see some years ago, several 10 years ago, you see me at that time, you probably think this person is too arrogant.
在座的很多弟兄姊妹都是博士啊、博士后，如果看到几十年前的我，就哇，这个小年轻什么都不懂，就傲成这个样子，狂妄成这个样子，把自己看得好像如此的重要。
If you see me many years ago, you would see.And such a young man, and so elegant, and look at yourself so important.
其实保罗呀，使徒保罗在重生得救，在认罪悔改重生得救之前，使徒保罗也是这样的，也觉得自己最厉害，是不是
？If you think of Paul before he became a Christian, you can think Paul is the same thing. He thought himself is great.
我最聪明的学生，我最优秀教授带出来的，我是。律法上的义无可指摘。保罗在讲他得救之前，他心里想的那些东西。
And Paul said, basically, before he became Christian, he is the best student under the greatest professor, law professor, Jewish law professor. And in terms of righteousness according to law, I have nothing to blame of.
结果他认罪后来重生得救之后，他看到自己是什么？哎呀！就是人中的罪魁呀，最小、最小、最微不足道的那一个。
And as a result of his repentance and conversion, and then he viewed himself as the chief of the sinner, and is the most insignificant one.
当犹太人要跟耶稣来辩论，耶稣就回答他们，反问他们的这个质疑。
And when Jews come to Jesus, want to debate with Jesus, and Jesus answered them and answered their questions.
结果犹太人就要拿石头要打死耶稣。
And but Jew want to stone Jesus with a rock.
那么在这个时候呢，耶稣没有去拆毁他们心中的骄傲。
But at the passage we read, at that time Jesus didn't break down their pride or arrogance in their heart.
耶稣就离开了。
And Jesus walked away.
所以耶稣知道他什么时候要留下，他什么时候要离开。
So Jesus knows when he should stay and when he should leave.
耶稣知道他什么时候要开口，什么时候要闭口。
And Jesus knows when he should open his mouth, when he should close.
那么就是犹太人跟耶稣辩论的这个主题呢，就是耶稣宣称自己就是神的儿子。
So what did the debate between Jew and Jesus at that time is whether Jesus is the Son of God.
然后耶稣说，我确实就是啊，因为我做神才能做的事情。
And Jesus' word is, yes, I am, because I do the things that only God can do.
所以耶稣的行为，耶稣所行的神迹，就证明他就是从神来的，或他就是神的儿子，或者他就是道成肉身的神。
And what Jesus did, the miracle he performed, basically performed, he come from God, is demonstrated from God.Or is the God word become flesh, or He is God?
那么，施洗约翰被关在监牢里面呢？施洗约翰曾经让他的门徒去问耶稣，就说你到底是不是就是从神来的
？And when John the Baptist was in the prison, he asked his disciples to ask Jesus. He said, "Could you tell us that whether you indeed is from God?"
然后耶稣就说：“你去看。”我做的那些事情，你自己得出结论。
And Jesus said, just tell him about what do you guys see, what do you guys hear, the things I have done.
那么耶稣做的这些事情就只能得出一个结论，他就是从神来的，他就是神。
From the things that Jesus had done, and only can come to one conclusion, he is from God, he is God.
所以耶稣他的行为证明他是神，那么耶稣自己所说的话更是无数次证明他就是神。
What Jesus did, testify he is God, and also what he said.He said countless times that he himself is God.
耶稣说，我与父原为一，就是我跟神其实就是一个，一个。
Jesus said, I and my Father are one.
所以今天很多的异端，就是攻击基督教信仰，啊，甚至这些异端称自己是基督徒，其实他们都是异端。他们攻击什么？他们说耶稣不是神，他们说耶稣是被造的。啊、或者耶稣是最优秀的人，或者是什么最优秀的天使，这全是魔鬼的谎言。
And so today, there are a lot of false teaching, even some in the Christian name, that claim that Jesus is just one of the human beings. Jesus is a creature, and he is not God. Those are all lying.
耶稣自己反复地说，他就是神，他就是上帝，他跟上帝就是一。
And repeatedly, Jesus said, He Himself is a God. He is God. He and Father are one.
耶稣说，复活在我，生命在我。这句话只有上帝能说。
And when Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and the life, this only God can say that.
那生命是从神来的，神是赋予生命的那一位。
Because life from God, God is the one of the life giver.
所以约伯记告诉我们，上帝给人生命，上帝也收取，我们的气息从神来，神给气息，神收取，这是只有神做。
So like Job said, God is the one give us the breath, and God is the one to take away. That's only God can do it.
今天你可以去杀人，是不是？你可以剥夺别人的生命，但是你能不能赋予生命呢？你能不能让人从死里复活呢？你不能。
Today you can kill people, you can take away his life, but you can you give people life? Can you make people resurrect? You can't.
只有上帝能，因为上帝是生命的源头，一切的生命，一切的被造物是从神来的。
Only God can give a life because he is the origin of the life.
所以你从耶稣说的话，只有上帝才能讲出这样的话。
So from the word that Jesus spoken, you can understand that only God can say that.
有些人就说，哎呀，那只要我的想象力，我的胆子够大，我也可以讲。我告诉你，你讲不出来。
And someone may say, if I have enough courage, or I have enough imagination, I can say that too. But I tell you, you can't.
因为人心里装的是什么，口里出来的是什么。你觉得哇，你的胆子比天大，你可以想一切胡言乱语，你就是讲不出来，因为你是在限制当中的人，你是被造的。
Because you, Bible said, whatever people in his heart they spoke, and you your heart filled with all those filthy, you are completely limited, so you cannot say such.
简单的说呢，上帝把人。是给人有永恒的生命啊！上帝把这个永生放在人的心里，但是上帝把人造在这个时间和空间里面。
Put it simple that God gave created people and gave them a desire for eternity, but God created people put the limitation in the space and the time.
一个简单的说法，你把这个时空啊想成一个盒子，所有的人，上帝把所有的人都放在这个时空的盒子里面。
Put an understand way is that God, you think about this, space and time as a box. Basically, God put all the creation in a box.
所以我们的思想，我们的头脑，我们讲出来的话，你多么狂妄的话，你多么就是悖逆的话，你都在这个时间和空间里面。
So whatever the word we can speak, no matter how arrogant, how rebellious, whatever you can do, it's all within this box.
但是你看耶稣说的话，耶稣讲的话根本不受时间和空间的限制。
So you can see what Jesus said. What Jesus said is something that never limited by time and space.
耶稣说，无论在哪里，两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
For example, Jesus said, "For where two or three gather together in my name, I'm there in the midst of them."
今天全地这个世界上无数无数的地方，无数的人，两三个或者一大群，奉耶稣的名聚集，耶稣就在他们中间。人讲不出这样的话。
And today on earth, I think that there might be countless gathering of the people, maybe two or three, maybe a big group of people, Christian gathered together, and Jesus will be among them. People cannot say such a word.
因为这句话突破空间了，在这句话里面根本没有空间的概念。他耶稣讲这个话，脑袋里根本就从来没想到过空间这件事情。
Because this saying actually breaks down the boundary of space. When Jesus said this, there is no limitation of space in his mind.
那耶稣说，除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。耶稣说，耶稣是从天降下呀，但是耶稣说，我此刻还在天上，我仍旧在天。所以耶稣讲这个话，完全没有空间的概念。
Jesus also says, no one has ascended to heaven, but he has come down from the heaven. That is the Son of Man who is in heaven. And basically said he speaks on earth, but he's in the heaven right same way. And there is no limitation of space.
我们今天看到这些话都觉得很普通啊，我也会说呀。我这话有什么难？但是我告诉你，你永远不可能第一个说。这个全世界永远不可能有人第一个讲这样的话，除了耶稣。
Of course, today we are so familiar with the saying, and we said, well, I can say that too, but I just tell you, you will be never the first one saying that.
然后当然了，耶稣讲话完全很多时候就没有时间的概念。耶稣说他比亚伯拉罕还要早，耶稣说他与他门徒同在，直到世界的末了。当耶稣讲这些话的时候，时间在耶稣的脑袋里面根本就不像不存在一样。
And also we can see what a lot of saying of Jesus, actually there is no limitation of time. And he said, before Abraham was, I am. He said, he will be with his disciple to the end of the world. And when Jesus said that, it really doesn't have the concept of time.
然后耶稣对教会说，我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上捆绑，在天上捆绑也要捆绑，凡你在地上所释放，在天上要释放。这句话只有上帝才能说得出来。
And Jesus speaks to the church, I'll give you the key of the kingdom of the heaven, and whatever you bound on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. And this saying is only God can give.
我们今天看到耶稣讲的话呀，我们都习以为常，我们都觉得很普通，因为我们没有去思想。当我们去思想的时候，我们就不能不承认，真不是人可以说得出来。
A lot of time today, we kind of read the word of Jesus like we get used to what we hear so many times, but we really didn't pay attention or deeply pondered this word. If you think about it, meditate this word, you understand those words are really not a human being can say it.
我相信今天可能有人会说，那我们不是写了很多科幻小说吗？尤其是现在很多那个穿越剧，是不是这个人穿过来穿过去，在时间里面一下穿到古代，一下穿到未来，这不是超越空间超越时间吗？
And someone said, well, today we see a lot of science fiction stories and books and movies and people traveling across time and space.
但是我告诉你，所有的这些仍然有时间的概念在它里面。要么就是你回到过去了，要么你就是跑到将来了。所以在你的脑袋里面永远有一个过去、现在、将来这个概念。
But if you think carefully, all those stories and fictions there, they still have a time and space in it. And no matter how you try to travel, you still have the concept of past, present, and time and the future.
永恒是什么？大家想过没有？永恒是什么？
Can you actually imagine what is the eternity?
永恒当中有没有过去？
And is there past for eternity?
永恒当中有没有将来？
Is there future in eternity?
如果永恒当中有过去有将来，那过去和将来一定有不同，对不对？
If there is past and future in eternity, then past and future will be different.
那么如果过去和将来有不同， 那永恒又在哪里呢？那什么可以说是永恒不变呢？
And if there is a difference between past and the future, then what means eternity? And what means never change forever?
那么如果永恒当中没有过去和将来，永恒当中的过去和将来如果没有不同，那又从何谈起过去和将来呢？
If there is no difference in the past and the future, then what is past and the future anyway?
就这一段大家如果想打盹呢，可以打一下盹，不重要啊，这些不重要。
It's not that important if you want to fall asleep for this segment, that's fine.
但是呢，对于你这个时候还清醒的人，你要知道人太有限了，人讲不出像耶稣这样的话。你最有想象力的作品，你最大胆的话，你仍然在这个时间空间里面，你的脑袋里面永远是空间概念，永远是时间概念，你出不去，因为你被上帝就放在这个盒子里了。
What I'm trying to make is that a human being cannot speak the word of Jesus, because no matter how good you in your imaginationAnd no matter how can you think about it, we are always limited in the space and the time which God put us in.
但是耶稣讲这些，他是完全超越时间空间的。耶稣讲话。
But what Jesus said, all those words, is beyond the time and the space.
那我们就会说，那我们今天为什么可以在这谈论这些超越时间空间的话呢？那我应该是谈论不了啊，我们不都在时空里面吗？
So you may come up with a question. So if that's the case, why today we can sit here, talk about those words beyond the time and space? Are we all in the time and space right now?
为什么呢？
Why we can talk?
因为我们被圣灵重生了。我们不再是从血气生，我们被圣灵生，我们重生的人，我们身上有永恒的生命，有耶稣的生命。所以我们今天能够来思想耶稣的话真正在说的是什么。
The reason is those of us believing Jesus Christ, who born in the Holy Spirit, we have this eternal life of God inside us. Therefore, we can talk about what Jesus taught, what that means.
所以耶稣是上帝啊，这是无可辩驳。所以今天你无论去到任何地方，如果有人跟你说耶稣不是独一真神上帝，那你一定要远离。这句话绝对是从魔鬼的谎言出来。
So Jesus is God is nothing to debate about. So if today, no matter which way you go, if someone told you that Jesus is not the one true God, then you should get away from that person because it's definitely from the devil.
圣经当中，除了独一真神上帝啊，当然耶稣就是独一真神上帝，只不过是耶稣是上帝道成肉身来到世界上，耶稣接受人们对他的俯伏敬拜。
In the Bible, we can see that besides God, of course, Jesus is the God. Only difference is he's come to the world in the form of a human being. Only Jesus, you can talk about this way, only Jesus that accepted people's worship as they people worship God.
没有一个人可以去接受别人像拜神那样的拜他，没有一个人可以这样做。
No one on earth actually can accept people to worship him as worship God.
但是耶稣坦然接受啊。
But Jesus did.
耶稣降生在马槽里，耶稣还是个婴儿的时候，人们来到他这里，像拜上帝一样去拜他，而且是从遥远的东方来。
You can see when even Jesus in the main, was just born, and people come to worship him. And some people even from far east to come to worship him.
耶稣就接受啊。玛利亚也没有拦阻啊。
And Jesus accepted their worship. Mary didn't stop them.
然后我们会看见，当这个使徒保罗和巴拿巴就是被人家当作上当作神来拜，这个使徒保罗和巴拿巴的反应是什么？
In the Acts, we see that Barnabas and Paul, when the other people worship them like worship God, what's the reaction of Paul and Barnabas?
他们赶紧拦阻，他不可以，不可以，我们是跟你一样的人呐、啊，我们性情一样，我们都是人，不能这样拜啊！你要拜，只能拜独一的那一位神呐、啊。
And Paul and Barnabas basically hurry to stop them. Said, "No, you cannot do that. We are the same. We are a person with the same nature as you, and you cannot worship us. You should worship the true God."
当人们去敬拜耶稣，当人们服服像拜神那样的去敬拜耶稣，耶稣从来不拒绝，耶稣就接受。
When people come to worship Jesus, Jesus never refused.
耶稣平静风浪，门徒看，哇，这人到底是谁？连这个风浪都听他，门徒就服服下来拜耶稣，耶稣就接受。
If you remember when Jesus quieted the storm, and the disciples very marveled, who is this person is, can quiet the storm, and he worshiped him, and Jesus didn't stop them. Jesus accepted their worship.
然后复活的主耶稣。多马对复活的耶稣说：“我的主，我的神。”多马就敬拜主耶稣，主耶稣就接受啊。
And resurrected Jesus, when Thomas come to him and worship and said, "My Lord, my God," Jesus accepted his worship.
因为耶稣就是上帝。
Because he is God.
所以耶稣就接受。
So he accepted that worship.
所以耶稣就是神。
So he's a God.
但是这些犹太人就是不信。
But those Jews just don't believe.
犹太人就是要用石头要打死耶稣。
And they want to stone Jesus.
耶稣就离开。
And Jesus left.
啊，耶稣不回心。耶稣说：“哎呀，我讲的话没有人信。哎呀，我好挫败，我好灰心。”耶稣不是这样。
And Jesus walk away, but Jesus not discouraged, and it's not thinking, "Oh, what I said, don't believe."
耶稣去找其他的神的羊。
And Jesus walk away, and he continued looking for the other sheep that God gave to him.
到哪里去找呢？到施洗约翰曾经施洗的地方去找。
And where to go? And the verse we scripture just read, he went to the place that initially that John the Baptist.
那么圣经也告诉我们，上帝会来到这个世界上去找那些有信德的人没有。
And the Bible also teaches us, God come to this earth. He was looking for, is there any people with faith?
然后圣经的最后一卷书启示也告诉我们，神的圣灵在教会当中行走，是不是？
And in the last book of Revelation, it also said the Spirit of God walk in the church.
在找什么呢？在看什么呢？
What are you walking church looking for? What?
这些人当中有没有真正信神的人？
You're looking for among those people, are there any people with faith?
啊、耶稣找到了，耶稣在施洗约翰曾经施洗的地方，他就找到了。
And here the story says Jesus went to the place that was John the Baptist, initially baptizing people, and Jesus find.
啊，那里人们看到耶稣来了，很多人就信耶稣。
And he said a lot of people see Jesus comes, they come to believe Jesus.
啊，因为施洗约翰曾经在那个地方给人施洗。
Because John the Baptist actually preached that place and baptized people there.
所以那个地方真的是一个美丽的地方。
So that place is a beautiful place.
我们有没有想到过，今天如果神的圣灵来到我们教会，他要找，哎，这个地方有没有真正信神的人？他找不找得到呢？
Have we ever think about this question? If the Spirit of God come to this church, want to looking for the people with faith, can he find one?
那么耶稣离开那些要用石头打死他的犹太人，其实耶稣也讲，就是不要把圣物给狗。
And when Jesus walked away from the people that were trying to stone him to death, and basically Jesus also said, "Do not give what is the holy to dogs."
那么耶稣到施洗约翰曾经施洗的地方，在那里很多人就信耶稣。
And we can see when Jesus come to the place where John the Baptist usually preached.And there's a lot of people come to Jesus, believe.
然后耶稣在那个地方没有行什么神迹，人家就信他。
And Jesus actually at that time didn't perform any miracle, but they come to believe him.
那么施洗约翰在那个地方更是没有行神迹。施洗约翰一辈子什么神迹都没有行过，但是人们就信，就接受施洗约翰施的洗。
Of course, John the Baptist actually didn't perform any miracle, even entire his life, but.People come to John and accept his baptism.
所以我们就一定有必要看一下，那施洗约翰到底施的是个什么洗？人们怎么就那么信呢？
So this leads us to think, what's the message or the baptism that John the Baptist to perform? why people come to believe.
好，我们把这一段经文我们一起读一下哈，大家看到屏幕上的经文，我们就坐着哈，我们一起来读马太福音三章第一节到第十二节。
And we can read the message that John the Baptist preached at that time. Let's read together, Matthew 3:1-12.
马太福音三章一节起，那时有施洗的约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道，说天国近了。你们应当悔改，这人就是先知以赛亚所说的。他说，在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修直他的路。这约翰身穿骆驼毛的衣服，腰束皮带，吃的是蝗虫野蜜。那时耶路撒冷和犹太全地，米约旦河一带地方的人都出去到约翰那里承认他们的罪，在约旦河里受他的洗。约翰看许多法利赛人和撒都该人也来受洗，就对他们说，将来的愤怒呢，你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称，不要自己心里说，有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙了。现在斧子已经放在树根上，不结好果子的树要砍下来丢在火里。我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改，但那在我以后来的能力比我大，叫三洗一配，他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗，他手里拿着簸箕，要扬进他的场，把麦子收在仓里，把糠用不灭的火烧尽了。这就是施洗约翰啊所传的道。
And this is the message that John the Baptist preached.
啊，这就是施洗约翰所施的洗。
And this is the baptism that he gives.
所以首先这个施洗约翰讲的这些话非常刺耳，让人听了非常不舒服的。
First of all, his message actually is very uncomfortable to Israelites at that time.
但是感谢神，当时的那些人没有拿石头要打死施洗约翰，当时那些人他们就接受施洗约翰所传的。
But thank God, those audience didn't want to stone John the Baptist to death.Rather, they accept what they preached.
然后他传的是悔改的道。
Basically, what they preached, the message is repentance.
他是要让人认罪悔改。
You want people to confess their sin and repent.
所以在使徒行传十九章四节，保罗就总结约翰所行的是悔改的行。
And so Paul basically concludes that what John the Baptist, His baptism is the baptism of repentance.
然后呢，他是为让人们去信那将来要来的耶稣。他不是让人信他的，他是让人信将来要来的耶稣。
And Paul going further said this baptism of repentance is prepared for the people can believe in Jesus to come. It's not for them to believe John the Baptist themselves.
所以这些受过施洗约翰洗的人，一看耶稣来了，他们就信了。
So those people have the baptism of John the Baptist, the baptism of repentance. When they saw Jesus come, and they come to believe.
所以施洗约翰传福音非常成功，这就是真正传福音，让人去信耶稣，而不是让人来信人自己。
So we can see John the Baptist is very successful in preaching the gospel because.His preach leads people to Christ, not to himself.
那么，马太福音就说，这个施洗约翰呢，就是旧约先知以赛亚预言的，就是预备主的道，修直他的路的那一位。
And so, the book of Matthew basically said, well, this person, which means John the Baptist, is what the prophet, Isaiah mentioned that's the one He prepared the way of the Lord to make his path straight.
然后呢，在以赛亚书哈，就是怎么样来预备呢？怎么样呢？修平呢？ 就是要把高高低低的大山山岗都要削平，就是用这样的一个比喻的方式。
And basically, in Isaiah, is how he prepared the way of the one to come. He basically used kind of parable, said, just like all the hills and the mountains have been leveled.
这个高山是什么？
What are the mountains?
人心中的骄傲。
And that's the pride, arrogant of our heart.
砍掉。
And have been leveled.
耶稣才能进来。
And then Jesus can come in.
所以在哥林多后书十章五节说什么是传福音呢？
And so in the New Testament, Second Corinthians, it talk about what is the preach the gospel.
将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的那些自高之事一概攻破，又将人心人所有的心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。
And
传福音。
10:5 basically cast down the argument and every high things that exalt himself against the knowledge of God, bring everything down into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
一切的自高自视，你的逻辑，你的理性，你的虚荣，你的一切的东西，一切的借口，其实为了就是为了包装你内心的那个骄傲，全部砍掉。
Basically cast down all the argument, everything that exalt yourself.
这样你才能顺服基督。这是传福音，这是施洗约翰干的事。
And then you can bring down to the place that obedience to Christ.
有些人来到施洗约翰这里都觉得很骄傲，哎呦，我是亚伯拉罕的后裔，我是纯种的犹太人，纯血，不要说纯种啊，纯血的犹太人。
And that's what John the Baptist did. And some people may come to John the Baptist very pride, and they said, I'm a descendant of Abraham. I'm pure. I'm Israelite of Israel.
结果施洗约翰说什么？你们是毒蛇的种类，你们的祖先连人都不是，你们的祖先是毒蛇。
And but John the Baptist is very harshly say, well, you're not. You are the kind of a serpent. Your father is not actually.
你说施洗约翰，
你 serpent.
你施洗约翰把他们这个种族优越感拆毁的彻不彻底呀、啊？
So basically, John the Baptist basically cast down all their sense of superiority of their nation or their race.
彻彻底底的砍掉，就是你们的祖先连人都不是，你不要说亚伯拉罕，连人都不是，他就是 是动物当中最恶劣的毒蛇。
So completely break down their pride. Say your ancestor is not even human being. He is your serpent.
人心中自高自私就拿掉，你只有这样你才能真正认罪悔改。
So take away people's things in people's heart, they're exalting themselves. Only in that case, then you can come to believe in God.
我以前的教会呢有一个年轻的弟兄，他在监狱里工作。
And in my first church, I have a brother and he work in the prison.
他总是你们呐、啊，总是说传福音很难很难。他说我们那个地方传福音很简单的、
啊。And he said, "Well, you always say this. It's difficult to preach the gospel, but in my working place, it's pretty simple, easy."
后来我们说你那个地方什么地方啊
？And he said, "Okay, where you work?"
哦，监狱啊。
He said, "I'm working in prison."
那犯人很容易就信福音，很容易就信。
So the cellmate kind of easy to come to gospel.
所以我们又回到今天刚才提的问题，耶稣来找这个世上哪个地方有人信他，耶稣很可能在监狱会找到很多。
And so we go back to the question that when Jesus today looking for the people with faith, and maybe he find a lot in the prison.
那可能到教会相反还被人家用石头打出来，有可能啊。
And it's possible you come to church or be stoned to death.
所以施洗约翰没有行任何的神迹，人们为什么就信他所传的耶稣呢？因为他传悔改的道。
Because John the Baptist didn't actually perform any miracle, but why they believe that what the Jesus he preached? Because he bring a message of repentance.
接受约翰的洗的人都是认罪悔改的。
The people willing to take the baptism of John the Baptist is the people they confess and repent.
所以他们看见耶稣，他们就相信，很容易就相信，而且他们有一个饥渴慕义的心，他早都盼着耶稣来了。
So when they saw Jesus, they come to believe because they, after repentance and confessing the sin, they produce the heart of a hungry and thirsty for the righteousness.
而那些犹太人呢，他们没有真正的认罪悔改，所以他们拿石头要把耶稣要打走。
But those who want to stone Jesus to death did not never come to the true repentance and confess their sin.
啊，我们不禁去思想一个问题哈。耶稣曾经行过五饼二鱼的神迹，在那个地方有很多的人要跟从耶稣，让耶稣做王的。
We can think about a question here. And when Jesus performed the miracle of 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed the multitude, and then a lot of people followed him, and they wanted him to make him a king.
打个比方，如果我今天到这个地方，我受到了挫败，啊，我给这些人传递信息，这些人不接受，这些人要拿石头打死我，我很挫败。那我要找到一个地方让我心里舒服一点，我在那个地方我想，哎呀，我一定会很受欢迎，我会去什么样的地方？
Think about this. If I have one place I feel kind of very much defeated, what I said, the people don't believe me, they want to stone me to this, I'm looking for other place that make me feel better, which place I should go to?
你想象一下，就是哎呀，我曾经有一个地方，哇，那个地方很多人要让我做王啊，成千上万的人让我做王，结果我在这里呢，却被这些人要拿石头打，哎呀，我心里好痛苦。那我会不会去到那一个地方，那许许多多人要让我做王的那个地方，让我觉得好舒服呢？
Just imagine you, once you have a place that people want to make you a king, and a lot of people love you, and now this place that people hate me and want to stone me to death, if I want to go to a place make myself feel better, I probably should go to that place, right? People want to make me a king.
是不是？这很自然，对不对？但是耶稣没有，耶稣不去那个地方。
It's pretty nature, right? You want to go to that place, but Jesus didn't. Jesus didn't go to the place that people want to make him a king.
耶稣知道在那个地方很多人喜欢他，很多人欢迎他，成千上万的人要让他做王，但是耶稣就不去。
And Jesus know at that place, a lot of people loved him and welcomed him and want to make him a king, but Jesus didn't go there.
但是耶稣去一个地方，那个地方耶稣在那里没有行什么神迹，而且耶稣在那个地方甚至很普通的一个，他也受司学汉的洗，但是耶稣居然去到那个地方，结果在那个地方很多人信他。
Instead, Jesus went to a place that it's the place he never performed any miracle, and the place he actually as one of them being baptized, and he went to that place. But there's a consequence that actually a lot of people come to believe him.
所以我们会知道耶稣真正到底在找什么呀。
So we can see actually what Jesus is looking for.
耶稣不是在找他去一个地方受欢迎受拥戴，耶稣不 care 这些，耶稣去找真正神的羊，真正属上帝的羊，耶稣在找这样的人。
Jesus is not looking for the people that welcome him or love him or like him. Jesus is really looking for the people that the sheep of God.
所以当我们来看这个约翰福音十章，一开始耶稣就在讲神的羊，神的羊。那耶稣就说这些羊他要找回来，耶稣就一直在找。
And if we look at book of John chapter 10, in the beginning, Jesus talked about the sheep of God, the sheep of God. And then he talked about he is looking for the sheep of God.
他去找那些真正 认罪悔改的人。
And he is looking for those who are truly repentant and confess their sin.
他不去找那些口上说，哎呀，耶稣啊，我爱你，你做我的王吧。耶稣不找这些人。
He didn't looking for those people speak in their mouths that, Lord, I love you, God, Jesus, I love you, I want you to become the king.
因为耶稣知道那些人心里是什么呢？这是在约翰福音的六章耶稣知道这些人要来强逼他做王，就独自又退到山上去了。
And John chapter 6 said, when Jesus knew that those people want to make him a king, he himself walked away, go to the mountain.
耶稣说你们这些人是为了吃饼得饱。
Because Jesus very clear said, you guys, I just want to have a food.
不是真的信，为了得好处。你不是为了信上帝，你不是为了认罪悔改要做一个新人。你是为了自己得好处。
You want me, you come to me, you want your own benefit. You not only for confess your sin and repent and become a new creation.
所以耶稣说，你们这些人嘴上说的好听，要让耶稣做王做王。耶稣在耶稣的眼中，你们都不是真正的信耶稣的人。你们只不过是要得好处。
So basically, those people even they speak very sweetly and they want to make Jesus king, but in Jesus' eye, they are not personally truly believing Jesus. They just only want their own benefit.
所以耶稣离开他们，耶稣甚至都没有回去那里找这些人。
So Jesus he left, walk away from them. Jesus even though not go back to looking for some of them.
但这些人不放弃啊，这些人还是紧紧跟着耶稣啊，很多很多，成千上万。
And they actually didn't give up. A lot of people still follow Jesus. A lot of people.
然后耶稣接下来就说一些话，就是你们不要再为这个地上的食物劳力，你要为这个从天上赐下来的食物劳力。
And then Jesus, since they follow him, so Jesus continued to teach them. Said, okay, do not labor for the earthly food. You got to labor for the heavenly food.
然后耶稣说，我就是从天上来的食物，我说的话就是生命的粮，就是生命。
And I'm the food from heaven, and the word I've spoke is life.
然后这些人听了这些话，这些人接受不了，所以就走了。
And then those people hear those words, they cannot accept it. It's too hard. They walk away.
这些人走了以后，他们去找什么呢？继续去找这个地上的食物去了，对不对？
And they walk away to looking for what? They're looking for the food of the earth.
结果呢，就是这耶稣的门徒当中很多都走了，听了耶稣讲这样的话。
And even the disciples of Jesus, actually, some of them walk away when they hear what Jesus said.
然后耶稣说，这话叫你们这个厌弃吗？
And then Jesus said, does this offend you?
说到这句话，这个 offend you, 这个我们经常听到，我们今天的人很容易感到被 offend, 被冒犯，对不对？
So we hear this term offend is pretty common today. We very much feel very easily be offended.
耶稣在这里说，那是不是我又冒犯你了？
So basically Jesus is saying, did I offend you?
那么呢，确实对很多人，门徒很多人都走了，结果耶稣就问他的十二门徒，你们要去吗？这时候彼得就说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还跟随。
And indeed, the Bible recorded that a lot of people left Jesus. And then Jesus said to his 12 disciples, do you want to walk away too? And Peter answered that, Lord, to whom should we go? You have the words of eternal life.
今天我们看到两种人，一种是不信耶稣的人，就是犹太人，他们拿石头要打死耶稣。
So today we can see two kinds of people. One is that represented by those Jews who want to stone Jesus to death.
另外一种，我们看到信耶稣的人，他们什么神迹都没有见过，他们也什么实际的好处都没有从司徒约翰、从耶稣那里得到，但他们就信。
And the other group of people, they believed, and they actually didn't see the miracle, and they probably didn't get any benefit from John the Baptist or from Jesus.
就是这个 benefit 就是一种实际的物质上的这种好处，他们也没有从司徒约翰那里得什么，也没有从耶稣那里得什么。
I'm talking about the benefit is like actually material type of benefit.
但他们就信啊。
But they believe.
这两种人，这个不信的跟信的一个最本质的不同，就是有没有真正的认罪悔改。
So the fundamental difference between these two groups, believe and non-believe, is that when they have to come to true repentance and confess their sin.
我们今天一开始就是列举了一些圣经的经文，就是确实是无可辩驳的证明耶稣就是上帝。
Today in the beginning we look at some scripture that very surely prove that Jesus is the Son of God, is God.
但是呢，我们用的那些所谓的理性逻辑的办法，圣经从来不用。
But you can see the logic and rationale or reasoning we're using that God and the Bible never use.
那圣经是怎么说？怎么样才看出耶稣是神呢？
And what the Bible said, how we know that Jesus is God.
好，我们最后请大家起立，我们一起来读几处圣经的经文。
And let's see how the Bible says how we know what Jesus is God. Let's read together several scriptures.
罗马书五章六至八节，六节起。 因我们还软弱的时候，基督就是所定的日子，为罪人死，为义人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的。唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。大家请坐。
Please be seated.
圣经说怎么样看出耶稣是神？
Bible said, how can we know that Jesus is God?
耶稣说你看看，圣经说你看看这个爱，你在世界上，你在人身上，你看不看得到这样的爱？
Bible said, you look at the love of Jesus Christ. Can you see this such a love in the world?
为罪人去死，这样的一种爱，你在人身上你看不看得到？
Died for sinner, such a love, can you see from a people?
你看不到，你只能在耶稣身上看到。
You cannot see.Only you can see is in Jesus.
所以他是神。
Therefore, he's a God.
所以这也说实话，这也是我自己信耶稣的一个最起初的一个原因。当时没有，我在读大学的时候，刚进大学的时候，没有人跟我传福音，我身边没有基督徒。
So this actually is the very first things I come to know Jesus. When that time I went to college, no one preached gospel to me.
那个时候耶稣福音书里写的耶稣的那些神迹啊，耶稣讲的那些话呀，我全部都看得糊里糊涂，看不明白。
And I see the Bible or the word that Jesus spoken and also the miracle he performed. I read it, but I'm not quite understand.
但是有一件事我真是看明白了，我说这个爱啊，耶稣在十字架上的这个爱，他说父啊赦免他们，因为他们所做的不知道。这个爱你在人身上，在人间你真是看不到。
But one thing I do caught me is the love that Jesus showed on the cross, said, Father forgive them because they don't know what they're doing.
我说这是神，这是神来到的人。
I come to realize this is God. This is God in a human form.
后来我就是慢慢就是这样信主。
And that's the starting point, lead me to the faith.
然后我越信，我越知道我信的真是没错，我信的真的就是对的。
And the more I come to believe, and the more I know that what I believe is right.
然后我越来知道，越来越多。圣经告诉我关于耶稣的事情，我就越来越明白，越来越认识，然后我就越来越坚定坚固。
And the more I have that, the more I have the Bible teaching me about Jesus. And the more I have those teaching, and the more I affirm in my faith.
我很再想请大家一起来起立，我们再读两处经文，我们就结束。
In closing, I want you to stand up to read another two scriptures.
好，我们一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读哥林多前书一章22-24。犹太人是要神迹，希腊人是求智慧，我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希腊人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。好，我们再来读一处经文，约翰福音3:16-36。约翰福音3:16，起，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生。神的震怒藏在他身上。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐给我们这个得救的信心，让我们凭着这信心，我们能够信靠主耶稣基督。
Thank you, you gave us the face of salvation. By this face, we can trust in Jesus Christ.
让圣灵来到我们的心里，来带领我们，来思想，来明白神的话语，就是圣经的话语。
May the Holy Spirit come to our heart, lead us to understand the Word of God.
愿圣经的话语把我们心中一切的高山、一切的引垒、一切的骄傲、自高之事，全部都攻破。
May the Word of God come to our heart and cast down all our pride and all the things that exalt ourselves.
让我们能够降服在我们的救主耶稣基督面前。
So we can bring down to the obedience.To our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior.
我们不仅仅是看到主耶稣基督的公义、圣洁，主耶稣基督的威严、能力。
We not only see the just and holy and the greatness of Jesus Christ.
我们愿意从十字架上耶稣所彰显出来的爱，我们来看到耶稣基督实在是道成肉身的上帝来到世界上来拯救我们。
And we even from the love that Jesus demonstrated on the cross, then we recognize Jesus is God. He came to this world to save us.
愿圣灵将神的话语刻在我们的心板上面，让我们真正的是来到耶稣的面前，我们认罪悔改，我们被耶稣的血所洁净，成为新造的人。
May the Holy Spirit come to our heart, lead us come to the confess our sin, repent.And accept Jesus Christ, so we'll truly become a new creation.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.